Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That sounds like Dustin Fox.
You're
good morning, boys.
Sounds very steady. Very steady.
What's going on, Dustin? How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
All right, Dustin. I know you're one of the freakazoids, and we'll talk about this NFL thing in a second. We'll put off the Cleveland State stuff till tomorrow. I'm very curious because I am not as dialed in on all the Grand Slams as you are. When I was younger, I was into them a lot more than I am today. It seems like sometimes I'm actually into the women more. I know, insert your jokes here and there, but the men actually put on a great show yesterday. I just can't be all in for 5 hours. Is there a limit for you, or are you watching the whole thing no matter what?
Well, first off, they just put a limit on it. This is, I think, the second year where they've added the, if you get tied 12-12, they go to a tiebreak in the fifth set. It used to be they could play the marathon matches, like that match that Isner had with Songa went, like, I don't know, it was like 10 hours. Like, they had to, like, play it, like, 2 days, you know? So they got rid of that. But to me, the most impressive thing about it is are these not the greatest athletes in terms of, like, conditioning to be able to play for that long without, like, their entire bodies, like, giving up and cramping out? I don't know how they do it. Like, I play tennis you know, a couple times a month or whatever when I can. And if I'm out there playing for 2 hours, the last time I played, my calves were cramping. I just can't imagine how these guys play for so long. It's incredible.
Not only that, they're at the highest of levels. Yeah. And when you see them going back and forth, some of those rallies yesterday were insane.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one of my complaints about men's tennis sometimes, that the rallies aren't as fun as the women. But yesterday they were. They were incredible yesterday.
Yeah, and Federer makes things look so easy. I was talking to a friend yesterday. We were texting during the match, and he's like, Federer is Tom Brady. I mean, he never gets rattled. It doesn't matter if he's down a break or whatever it is. He always looks like he doesn't even sweat, right, when he's out there. It's incredible. And Nadal, on the other hand, who you guys were talking about earlier, I mean, he's just like, every shot he's like grunting, and he's so like dialed in, and he has all these weird routines that he does. If you watch him, you can Google it. He's got like these bizarre things that he does. He's got these like tics, the way he sets his water bottles up, like every time before he goes out before playing, he sets them up like perfectly, and like almost like if they're not perfect, he adjusts them. It's bizarre how he does it.
Dustin, what are they? I mean, you've got your big three, right? You've got Nadal, you've got Djokovic, you've got Roger Federer, but I mean, I don't know how long these guys can keep this up. We just talked about, and you just mentioned how you know, in great a shape they are. But are there young guys coming? Like, I don't hear about them at all, and I don't follow it like you do. Are there some good young players on the horizon, or are we just counting on these guys to go till they're like 60?
No, there's some good players. I mean, there's this Dominic Thiem kid who actually beat Nadal on clay last year. There's this kid, Zverev, who's a German. He's like 20 years old, 19 years old. I mean, there's some good young players out
there.
Who's
the jerk that tries to drill players with his volleys? Starts with a K.
Gosh.
Now, that guy I can watch. I like a good bad guy.
Nick Kyrgios.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, he's a maniac, that guy.
I do want to ask you, Dustin, because we got into kind of a fun conversation. I noticed the toweling off has become a big point of contention, I guess, at some of these events. And I even pulled up, some people sent some articles about the towels and how it's taking up so much time because they're getting toweled off after every point. Are you okay with using a towel that's been used the point before when you're done with a huge rally, maybe 10 strokes back and forth, and then you're going to the same towel? What is the rotation of towels? Do you demand?
I don't know the towel rotation.
I'd like to know.
But I know, but what's that?
I'd like to know, because I wonder how many towels can you go through?
I'm guessing, like, they go through a lot of towels. I mean, think about that match yesterday, five hours plus, and, you know, like Nadal, who didn't play yesterday, but Nadal goes to the towel after every single point. I mean, how many towels are we using here?
If you're using a new one every time, which was Kenny Kidd's belief,
no, they're 700. Not every time. No way. Not every time.
There's no way. No way. There'd be a towel shortage in the country.
There'd be a towel shortage. I can't tell you how many towels I used at the pool, though, yesterday. Jeez.
Well, what were you doing at the pool? Anyway, Dustin Fox joining us right now on the hotline. Curious, the 18-game thing. There has to be a reason they're talking about this, because I think we always knew they were going to go to 18 games. But to think that the players are going to agree to just them playing 16 games and they're going to have to just sit two games, that's never happening, right, Dustin?
I don't know that it's never happening. I kind of like the idea. I think it adds like a ton of strategy to it. I know that Chico has a big problem with it. In fact, we had Sean Salisbury on the show, and he was hosting with me on Friday, and he had a problem with it. I don't. I think that would be kind of a cool thing that the league could do. And really, for us from a sports talk standpoint, can you imagine what an added element that is to us to talk about, hey, when do we sit Baker? Like, which games? Do we like, play the schedule game and like you try to figure out when you can kind of get by without playing your starting quarterback, or your starting left tackle, or just, or Odell Beckham. So I don't know that we'll get there. The fact that it's even being proposed is kind of crazy to me, though. I know this much. I mean, if they go to 18 games, the players are going to have to get something that they want back in return. I know they want that marijuana thing to be off the table with the testing. I know they want that off for sure, but we'll see. It's fascinating to me, though, that we're even talking about it, because it seems like something that, like, some 10-year-old makes up in his basement, right, to have an 18-game season, and, like, a kid calls up the show and says, I have an idea. How about we go 18 games, and we don't let players play for two?
And at the very end, they say, cool, I got on the last show.
Yeah, that's right.
I just, to me, 18 games is going to happen. And people are now calling up and trying. We're trying to expand the season. And then some people are talking about, all right, well, let's get more teams in there. Let's expand the NFL. Let's head to more expansion. I don't know. Am I the only one that just kind of likes the season right now? I think you can have diminishing returns.
First off, I feel like there's already too much football. You know, I don't like Thursday night football. I feel like back when we didn't have Thursday night, Monday night football meant something more. Now Monday night means nothing. Sunday night's the premier game. You can literally watch football almost every day of the week. It's at some point we'll become a little bit oversaturated with it, right? I mean, if you like college football like you and I do, and Chico, you love it as well. I mean, we're watching football basically every night of the week. And hell, when the Sun Belt comes out, I'm locked into those on Tuesday night too.
Of course.
Come on. I'm watching. Who's not watching an Arkansas State game on a Wednesday night?
Trying to find those favorable lines. You have to.
That's right. You got to.
All right, Dustin. We appreciate you chiming in. Now go back to bed. They have a very busy schedule. I mean, you realize the Denver Broncos report to camp on Wednesday. Rookies report to camp this Wednesday.
He's not going to bed. He's breaking down film right now.
No, I'm heading to the gym.
I mean, football's here, is what I'm saying.
I got to get in shape.
All right, we'll see you, Dustin. Appreciate it. There he is, Dustin Fox, appearing on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.